The performance of the Congress party in these last elections has been anything but good or satisfactory for that matter. And the question that a lot of people are asking is, the Congress as a national party, is that genuinely the case still? With just one major state under it and a handful of minor states, there are serious questions which need to be asked of the Congress. Joining us now, the General Secretary of the Congress, Mr. Digvijay Singh. Thank you very much, sir, for speaking to us. Bad times for your party. Now, the word introspection is used all the time. Beyond introspection, what? Surgery? Who's going to do it?
First of all, in politics and particularly in democracy, these ups and downs do happen. We were nationally decimated, the North Indian belt decimated in 77. We came back. Again, 94 to 96, we had only two states left, Kerala and Madhya Pradesh, but we bounced back. You see, if you see the Indian scene, even the last election, 2014, the BJP also got the same percentage of vote as we did this time. But we came down to 44, they were 114. So I think the other point that I want to make is that we got more than about 10 to 11 crore vote this time also. Our fight is ideological.
You're losing that fight. Yeah,
yes, because there is an upsurge, not in only in India, but all over the world, for the right wing to grow.
Yes.
Could you have imagined that Donald Trump would be the Republican?
So it's a global trend.
It's a global trend. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the cycle is, we are on the rain shadow of this cycle. But it will again come back. Because ultimately, what does Congress party stand for? It is a political party which has a clear ideology, which believes in all caste, communities, and religion should work together.
No, but sir, I
take
and
with
point.
The left, with the left of the center kind of a program.
But sir, if there are changes, and there have to be changes, if things don't work well, I'm sure the Congress wants to change some things. Where does the change start? Does it change, for example, at the level of, say, Rahul Gandhi? You have, for example, said that he should be president of the party sooner. You've made this demand many times, at least 10 times. That's not happened so far. Assuming that that does happen sooner than later, is that necessarily the change the Congress is looking for?
You see, if you recollect, after 2014 parliament election, Mr. Anthony was asked to look into the causes which led to our dismal defeat and also suggest what should be done. And they had widest consultation with everyone.
And you submitted your report as well.
Their report came. That report was then sort of given to as a working
to
paper.
To Mrs. Gandhi, right?
A working paper
yes.
to all the senior leaders
yes.
when they were discussing with Mr. Rahul Gandhi. And more than 300 senior Congress leaders across the country, they came and gave their suggestions and in their own way. I was also a part.
Heard back from Rahul Gandhi on that?
No. Then he asked us, all general secretaries were asked to discuss this report with the state leaders and district leaders, which we did also. And the deadline was 28 February 2015. So after that, we haven't heard about it.
In 1 year, you haven't heard back anything
yes.
on the changes in the party.
Only
a year later,
only partially,
you've lost these elections.
Only partially, the membership issue has been decided.
So is it a problem of decisive leadership? Now, be honest, sir. At what stage do leaders like you actually say that?
No, you must understand that the All India Congress Committee has had series of splits. And we tried Narasimha Rao ji, we tried Sitaram Kesari also. But ultimately, the binding factor has been the Nehru-Gandhi family.
Yes.
And it was senior leaders like Sharad Pawar and Arjun Singh ji and everyone did that coup when Sitaram Kesari was removed and
yes.
Mrs. Sonia Gandhi became the president. And things improved. From two states, we went up to the 14 states. 2004, 2009, we formed.
Is it time for another change like that?
No. Now, the issue is, who is a person who can bind and carry the Congress workers spread all over the country?
Who is that, sir?
Only the Nehru Gandhi family as that stands today. People have tried.
But what about ultimately for a political party, it's the vote that matters.
It does.
Is Rahul attracting the same votes as, say, a Narendra Modi does?
You see,
time and time again, it's been proven not to be the case.
The difference between Narendra Modi and Mr. Rahul Gandhi is that Mr. Narendra Modi has got a gift of the gab.
And which Rahul lacks.
Which no one can have. Everyone, even Mrs. Indira Gandhi never had, was a great speaker. Pandit Jawaharlal
Nehru. But you would accept that he doesn't have that same charisma as a Narendra Modi.
But Indira Gandhi and Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru had the vision. And when they spoke, everyone listened. Now, as far as Rahul Gandhi is concerned, he's developing. At this, number one. Number two, he can't sort of relate jumlas. Now, for example, Narendra Modi, he sort of said, "Main sara kala dhan leke wapas aa jaunga aur har khate mein 15-15 lakh rupees jama kara dunga." Which is not possible. Can Mr. Rahul Gandhi make this kind of a statement? He
but
can't.
But therefore, in the atmosphere that we live in today, is there a disconnect between him as the leader of the Congress party and voters? Voters are not voting for the Congress.
See, voters, they were taken in by the dream sold by Mr. Narendra Modi. That mera Gujarat model of development.
You would accept they're still voting for that dream?
No. In fact, if you see their vote share from 2014 May to the Vidhan Sabha elections has fallen in every state. In every state it has fallen. So their vote share is coming down. They made it in Assam because of two factors. Number one, we had 15 years of anti-incumbency against Mr. Tarun Gogoi, and BJP could engineer a split where Mr. Hemant Biswa Sharma, who was one of the he's a political animal, and who was built up by Mr. Tarun Gogoi as his one of his successors.
But that didn't happen. It was a mistake that Mr. Gogoi perhaps made?
No, I think Mr. Hemant Biswa Sharma should have waited for his turn, and his turn would have come. You can't remove a sitting chief minister for 15 of three terms just because the other person...
That's cost you the election.
Only if he had waited. He was the natural successor.
Right.
He overplayed his hand as far as Congress
was
concerned.
Did he overplay his hand? He is now firmly with the BJP.
I can tell you
we
one
are in
thing.
Power. He may not be the chief minister, but he's a firm number two.
He was number two in the Congress party
but he
also.
He remains in number two in a party that's come to power now.
That comes to power. But how long will he be able to sustain himself in that atmosphere?
Because you believe it's ideologically that he is incompatible with the BJP.
Totally incompatible. And another thing you must understand, one of the major charges of corruption against Tarun Gogoi was that Mr. Hemant Biswa Sharma is involved in huge corruption in whichever ministry he has. So, in fact, all the time, the BJP, Assam BJP, was not targeting Tarun Gogoi. They were targeting Hemant Biswa Sharma. And now he is there, main architect of BJP.
Okay, there was a controversy of sorts in Kerala between Mr. Uman Chandy and Mr. Sudhiran. To what extent was this a problem?
You know, Mr. Sudhiran, of course, has a mind of his own. Uman Chandy is a very experienced and a very fine, I would say, leader. Sudhiran and they fell out on the issue of prohibition.
Yes.
And this probably brought in some kind of a difference of opinion between the two.
Did that cost you the elections, the issue of prohibition?
I'm not well aware of politics of Kerala. I've never handled Kerala.
Right.
But this is what I read from the newspapers, that there's a disconnect between Uman Chandy and Sudhiran. But I think Sudhiran has a way of sort of dealing with issues. which was necessary, maybe.
Okay, so last couple of questions. Number one, you strongly believe in the Gandhis and their leadership of the party. You believe,
yes,
Rahul needs to take over as president. Once he does, or assuming he does sooner than later, what changes do you expect him to make? What changes to revitalize your party?
You see, he is a young man who should be relating to.
Is he still young? He's been in politics for a while now.
But anyone less than 50, I would, in politics, is young.
That's because you're the grand old party.
Yes. But still, Congress party encourage younger people. In fact, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad became All India Congress Committee President at the age 36.
Right.
Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru is 38.
Is that what a young India seeks?
Yeah, absolutely. And Mr. Rahul Gandhi should have come much earlier. But at the same time, he has a vision. He understands the nuances of Indian politics. And probably he will be able to bring in fresh ideas into the Congress party.
Final question, sir, and be direct as you always are, sir. You are disappointed that the Antony Committee report was not actioned upon. Will you use the word disappointed?
I have not seen the report.
That's because it's not come back.
Yes.
The report has been submitted. 1 year later, you've lost more elections.
No, this is not the only one. There was a Future Challenges Committee also headed by Mr. Veerappa Moily in 2005-2006.
And nothing came of that.
Which I think was perfectly timed because the politics of India was changing.
So you're disappointed?
Yes, certainly disappointed.
In the Moily report?
You see, the actual report of Veerappa Moily and Mr. Antony, I have not seen. It is with the Congress president.
Are you disappointed
But I think, when I mentioned major surgery, it means that major overhauling in issues of organization, in issues of building up regional leadership, in issues of campaign strategies, in issues of media. Now, social media, we had sort of thought of this social media would become one day very important, and it has become very important. And in building up Mr. Narendra Modi's image, social media has played a very important role. So therefore, we sort of lost out on that. Although we are bridging the gap now, we are coming closer to BJP on social media also. But the fact remains that we have to bring in fresh ideas, fresh faces, fresh initiatives into the Congress party to meet the challenge.
But sir, you knew this 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
And you've not done that in this period of time.
No, we knew that. And some changes did take place, but probably they were not enough. The basic strength of the Congress party is that it is a political party where every caste, community, and religion person feels comfortable. It is the very idea of India. It relates to the people, the problems of India. If you see the 10 years of UPA rule, you would find that our money went and was targeted towards the poor. No matter Mr. Narendra Modi make statements against Mahatma Gandhi Narega, but ultimately his own government had to accept the fact that it is a game changer.
Okay.
So therefore, I think in our UPA government, whom did we strengthen? We strengthened the people, the community, Right to Information Act, Right to Education, Right to Work, Right to Food. Whom did we strengthen? We strengthened the community. We strengthened the people of India. Now, in BJP, it is reversed. Who holds power today? It is PMO. Even the ministers are out in the cold.
So that's a larger issue. That style of leadership apparently seems to be working for them. But I think the big takeaway in speaking to you is that you believe there needs to be fundamental change in ground-level politics, in social media communication, in handling the media, and a couple of other key points you mentioned, young state leaders.
We have to move with the times.
You have not moved with the times so far.
Not at the pace which we would like to.
All right, Digvijay Singh, sir, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Right, sir.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, sir.